Food Matters with Aisling Larkin on Daisha Today.
Brought to you by Jack Malloy and Son Craft Butchers, Barrack Street, Waterford.
083-333-975. Thank you very much. You were up at the butchers. You were with Jack Malloy up in Barrack Street, were you?
I was up with Jack Malloy's. Yes, I was with Christy and Mick up there in Barrack Street.
Hello, Christy. Hello, Mick.
Absolute gentleman, can I tell you? I'm a huge advocate of making friends with your butcher, making friends with your fishmonger, making friends with your fruit and veg man and the baker. Imagine if we just spent a little bit of time each week popping into those four humans in our villages and in our towns. I think it would be transformative for how we eat. Plus the fact these people are experts, they know what they're doing. So it was an absolute pleasure to go in. Not only did I get my beautiful beef for today, I also got absolute expert advice. And we had a bit of crack along the way. And we both discovered we knew someone in common, which always happens when you talk to somebody that you don't know.
And thank you very much for sponsoring this item, gentlemen. Aisling Larkin, chef, TV cook, food media broadcaster. Aislinglarkin.ie.
That's it.
And there's also a thing coming up. I'll give it a quick mention. We'll mention it at the end as well. Have you got something coming up shortly?
Yes, I have my supper clubs. The gatherings are coming back. So the first one is starting back in the Tannery Cookery School in Dungarvan next Saturday, which is the 2nd of March. There is only 6 tickets left, but it is a fabulous evening. You come in, you have this amazing grazing boards, a really beautiful signature cocktail for the night. You get to mingle, meet like-minded people, which is like, this is why they're called the gathering, because it's that, it's gorgeous. I do a quick little demo, show you how we cook some of the elements of the dish, and then we have a beautiful 3-course meal, and it's really, really lovely.
We've got some beef here in front of me. The smell in the studio is just phenomenal. Thank you very much for bringing this in. You've got beef cheek, which we'll talk in a second, and you've also got a stir fry.
Yes, so we went Korean with this one.
Korean?
Yeah, so
north or south?
Just in the middle. What we're doing today is we're talking about roast beef.
I'm an awful messer, haven't
I? You are an awful messer, but that's why we love you. We're doing a little bit on roast beef. So I suppose, look, my way of eating is very much, if we can get in more plants, more grains, all the better. I'm not vegetarian, I'm not vegan, I love meat. But I suppose I'm very conscious and considerate about the quality of meat that I eat and the quantity of meat that I eat in a week. And it's something for me, Damien. It's just kind of happened very naturally. I think that I eat probably a little bit less meat. I certainly wouldn't have meat at every meal, nor would I have it every day. But when I eat it, I want it to be really good and I want it to be really tasty and really nice. And I want to make sure that when I'm buying meat, because like, look, the cost of living is there for all of us. We should be paying good money for good beef. It's that simple. But when we get it, you want to make sure that you're getting the right cut of meat for the job that you're doing. But you also want to make sure you're getting the most flavour in, you're using the right cooking technique for it, and that, by God, you're using up every bit of it. So that's kind of what I'm trying to, I suppose, get across today with these lovely recipes that we have. So if you're looking for a lovely roast beef, I suppose there's a couple of things in terms of cuts of meat. Like when we talk about steaks, we know our fillets, we know our sirloins. T-bones were massive. Then they went out. They're coming back in. We have a big trend, which is a tomahawk steak at the moment. So tomahawk is like your rib, but it's got the bone left on. So whatever kind of the thickness or the width of the bone is, that's the thickness of your tomahawk steak. It's marbled lovely normally with that kind of ribeye fat running through it. And then they French trim it, which means a little bit like the lamb, like a lamb rack or the crown. They trim up that bone. So they take off all the flesh. So for presentation, it looks absolutely beautiful.
What's the difference between a tomahawk and a T-bone?
So tomahawk is the ribeye. Where T-bone, you have sirloin on one side and you fillet on the other side.
Ah.
So that's kind of your difference. Your T-bones can be thinner, whereas your tomahawk is normally that really thick, thick one. So you're almost, you know, you're treating it a little bit differently in terms of how you cook up with a steak, and a little bit like that piece of roast beef when we talk about that. Like, I mean, a rib roast, absolutely top class. Sirloin roast, absolutely stunning. But you're probably looking at in the region of maybe 30, 35 euro to feed 6 people. Whereas if you talk to your butcher and you get that cut of meat, that is your top side, your housekeeper's cut, your silver side, they're your cheaper cuts. They're tougher. They're more fibrous. We need to cook them slightly differently, slightly longer. But I mean, you get so much flavour from them. And then we have things like the cheek and the shin, which are beautiful as well.
Lots of people texting in different questions about cooking beef. I'm going to come to those. If you want to text me in a question for Aisling, text me now, please, 083-333-975. And aislinglarkin.ie if you want to get those tickets as well for her event taking place in the tannery. Hello to everybody in the tannery as well. Talk to me what you've got here. Oh, I got my first ever air fryer 2 nights ago. I haven't used it yet. The cat is looking at it. William's looking at it.
Going, what is going on here?
He's wondering, does he go into it? Our air fryer is good. Can you do some of this in air fryers?
Yes. So what I have for us today, I have two absolutely beautiful recipes, right? So I suppose we were talking there about the roast beef and using up all of the roast beef. So a couple of things before you cook your roast beef, or I mean, a steak is the same thing. I would say do a little bit of dry brining. So salt it first. So sprinkle it with a little scattering of salt. Do that about 2 hours beforehand. Pop it in the fridge. Take it out 30 minutes before you want to cook it. So always bring your meat to room temperature before you cook it. If you're doing a roast, what I love to do is sear it off in the pan first. So oil in the pan, sear it off, get it nice and kind of that Maillard reaction, that caramelization, crispy bits on the outside. Then pop it in your tray. Little bit of water, little bit of stock, little bit of wine in the bottom. Onions, you know, garlic if you're going to make a little gravy afterwards. Cover it with foil and roast it. That's option one. The other option is if you have a slow cooker, you can almost go to this braising process where you're putting the beef in a big chunk, in your, you know, your full piece, or you can cut it into maybe two or three smaller pieces, red wine, Guinness, you know, use your stock, onion, garlic, rosemary, thyme, and slow cook it and slow braise it so it almost like falls apart. So that's what I did with this cut of beef. So it's a housekeeper's cut of beef and I braised it as opposed to roasting it. So did it caramelized first and then slow cooked it. So we've two different ones today. So I have the roast beef and then I have beef cheek that I've cooked. So we're going to talk about the roast beef first. So we've cooked the roast beef. We've had it as a beautiful Sunday roast, Yorkshire puddings, roast potatoes, veggies, gravy, all the rest. Let's take it that it's Monday. I need a quick dinner. I want to use it all up. What I did was I shred up the roast beef, rolled it in a little bit of flour and Chinese five spice, or you can use corn flour, either one, and then deep fry it. So it's crispy beef. So this is kind of going for this like Korean kind of style. If you want to braise it and do a Korean beef, I put in oyster sauce, soy sauce, a little bit of gochujang, which is this chili paste, or you can use chili flakes, and then just braise it in that liquor. So you're already getting all of those flavours in, onion, garlic, ginger in there. And then you're going to take your beef, like I said, roll it in your flour or in your corn flour, a little bit of Chinese five spice, deep fry it, or in your air fryer, spritz it up with oil, do it in the air fryer, have a taste of that for me. And I've served it with a really lovely chow mein.
Okay, because a lot of people wouldn't or would have got rid of their deep fat fryers.
Yes.
So you can do this in the air fryer.
In the air fryer.
Okay.
And it's absolutely beautiful. Corn flour works better for the air fryer.
So I'm just going to take a tiny little piece of the meat here. What am I going to taste now here on this? Will it be crunchy?
Crunchy. Crunchy on the outside, yeah. But it's really tender. It stays incredibly tender on the inside. Mm. Gorgeous flavour. And it's not like it's batter. It's not like that crunchy. But it just has this kind of really interesting texture on the outside. And it's really nice. And actually, there's lovely big little bits in here as well. And they're really, really nice. Noodles then. I just cooked up my egg noodles. A little bit of onion, garlic, ginger, oyster sauce, soy sauce. I put carrots in, peppers in. And then I garnished it. So sometimes when we do kind of Asian dishes at home, they don't quite taste as nice as the restaurant. We're kind of missing a couple of little bits. So something like a little bit of miso. Or Samjang, really cheap. It's only €4 for a tub of it. Asian supermarket kind of is where you'll get it. But then your garnishes. So we garnished with a little bit of red chili, a little bit of spring onion, sesame seeds, such a brilliant garnish, and crispy onions on top. So you've got this whole vibe. The other thing I put on there was a little bit of seaweed. So dried crispy seaweed. So it really brings out kind of those salty flavours.
Again, I won't get into eating too much on air, but looking at that and what you're talking about, that is restaurant quality, really good restaurant quality.
Oh yeah, it's lovely, but it's just about using up that beef in a really creative way with the Asian kind of flavours. Once you stock up the store cupboard with a few of those ingredients, you have them and they're really easy. Sesame oil is another flavour, a little bit of rice wine vinegar. So you're always trying to balance that heat, fat, acid, salt. So the salties come from the soy, the oyster sauce, a little bit of lime juice, a little bit of mirin rice wine vinegar is your acid, a little bit of heat from the chilli and then the salt. So you're getting all of those flavours in there.
And that will feed a lot of people, a big family over, as you say, a Monday or a Tuesday.
Yeah.
You could put some of it in the fridge, have it for their lunches the next day.
That's it.
And it's really good. And you don't have to have too much meat in it because you've got all the other tastes and spices.
And that's it. Yeah. And that's it. So you've had your beautiful meat-heavy dish, the roast on the Sunday. Now it's about being clever, about stretching. You know, the leftovers, yeah. Because I mean, that's life. Like, that's what we have to do when we're feeding families.
Some people will hear beef cheek and they'll say, oh, no, I would never try that. I'll just keep to the normal things. I love experimenting with different, I suppose, cuts. Talk to me about this.
Oh, Beef cheek is one of my favourite cuts of meat. I absolutely love it. I use shin of beef as well. So on my website, ashlinglarkin.ie, I have a recipe for an Italian ragu. I actually think I've brought it into you previously. I make my ragu with shin of beef. So I don't use mince, I use shin of beef. But this is beef cheek. So it comes as a really big one piece of meat. I put it in the slow cooker, red wine, Guinness, a little bit of brown sugar in there, a little bit of stock. You can put in herbs like thyme, rosemary, like build up your aromatics. Slow cook it. 4 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours. This was on for about 6.5 hours. It literally falls apart. It is so, so tender. So what we've done is I've recreated the steak sandwich, for want of a better word. So I've gotten, obviously, a Waterford Blah, stunning, floury, soft. I've layered that with a Bernays sauce. So Bernays sauce, imagine it. Now, I did not make this. This came from a jar from the supermarket. If you want to know, message me on Instagram. I'll tell you exactly what supermarket I got it in. But it has tarragon. It has a little bit of white wine vinegar. It has a little bit of Dijon mustard in there. So all of those flavours come together and they pair beautifully with beef. Then I layered it up with a little bit of gherkins, a little bit of a hot kind of American style mustard. We have the beef cheek that's all been pulled in there, topped with crispy onions and rocket. It is just sensational. It is so good.
I'm not going to take it up in my hands because I want to leave half it for Jennifer, because obviously, Jennifer, I don't eat these things. Don't they not, Jennifer? She's laughing there. I'm going to taste a little bit of the beef. So this is the beef cheek.
Beef cheek,
okay.
Yeah.
And again, if people are a bit, oh no, do you know the sound of it? Just try it.
Oh, gee, just try it. Just put it. I mean, it looks, it doesn't look a whole lot different. There's a bit more sinew on it. You know, you might have to do a little work. Your butcher, just talk to your butcher. And it's not something that the butcher might have if you're wandering on a random Wednesday morning. But just say to him, listen, will you get me in a couple of beef cheeks for next week?
That's literally melted in my mouth now.
Melts.
That has just melted in my mouth. And it's, no chewing in it at all. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's absolutely fabulous. And it's just, I suppose, again, it's that kind of economics of it, it's the cost of it, it's getting, and there's so much flavour from it. So you get so much bang from your buck. Like, you could do that as a beautiful beef bourguignon, red wine, lovely chestnut mushrooms, little kind of your little small baby onions, your shallots in there, smoky bacon, and you'll get 2 days out of it. And cook it today, eat it tomorrow. The flavour will be so much better the next day.
Thank you so much for coming down to me, ashlinglarkin.ie.
That's it.
If anybody wants to find out. And thanks for doing all the preparation on this. Again, I really appreciate it. You've come especially down to us today from Dungarvan, and you've done those meals. We'll put them up on Instagram.
For sure.
And you want
and
to, thank,
the
us, you want to thank the lads as well, just for, you called in to see them as well.
Oh yeah, they're fabulous, Den Jack and Lois. They're great. Like, I mean, and so much chat and advice, you know, because I was once saying to them, now, how would you cook it? And actually he had a great idea. Chris had a great idea, which was, if you want, he cooks his roast beef. He puts a little bit of gravy, saves the gravy from Sunday, puts it over the roast beef, a little bit of chestnut mushrooms, onions, covers it with a bit of foil, and then reheats it in the oven. So what happens is it steams in the juices and the gravy, so it stays really, really moist when you reheat it. And he has a lovely kind of roast beef style dinner the next day without the meat drying out. See, that's the kind of advice you get.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Food Matters with Aisling Larkin on Daisha Today.
Brought to you by Jack Malloy & Son Craft Butchers, Barrack Street, Waterford.